We come now to case number one, which deals with major trauma. The following simulation is a single encounter. The first voice you hear is that of the examiner. As you listen, take note of the ping-pong effect, that rhythmic back-and-forth volley I talked about earlier, and look for the application of the four rules inherent in good case management. Now, let's listen.
Your patient is a 24-year-old white male brought by ambulance from the site of an auto accident. He is on a longboard with a cervical collar, sandbags, chin and forehead straps anchored to the board. An oral airway is in place. A hair traction splint has been applied to the right lower extremity. His blood pressure is 150 over 110, pulse 110, respirations 20. You may begin managing the case.
Since you've indicated that the cervical spine is adequately immobilized, I will check his upper airway first. Does he tolerate the oral airway and are oral secretions present?
He does tolerate the oral airway, and secretions are present.
When I suction the oral cavity, is a gag reflex present?
No, it is not.
This patient needs to be intubated. Is there any obvious injury to the face?
There is a large bruise over the right frontal area.
But there's no mid-facial tenderness, swelling, crepitation, or depression?
No, there is not.
Are the breath sounds equal bilaterally?
Yes, they are.
Then I will perform rapid sequence induction and intubation, then check tube placement by listening to both sides of the chest and over the epigastrium, ordering a portable chest X-ray and establishing end-tidal CO2 monitoring.
The patient is intubated, breath sounds are present, and equal in both lung fields. There are no borborygmi on auscultation over the epigastrium, and the chest X-ray is ordered. End-tidal CO2 monitoring is unavailable.
Is the trachea in the midline and our chest wall movements equal bilaterally?
Yes.
I would like the patient put on 12 liters of oxygen, a pulse oximeter, and a cardiac monitor. Start two large-bore peripheral IVs with normal saline. Run in 500 to 1,000 cc's wide open, then recheck vital signs, including a temperature. Draw blood for lab and obtain an arterial specimen for ABGs. Does this patient respond to vocal or painful stimuli?
He responds only to painful stimuli with slight movement of the arms and legs.
How are his vital signs?
Unchanged, and his temperature is 98 degrees.
I would like to order a lateral C-spine film at this time. Nurse, remove all of the patient's clothing and then recover him with warmed blankets. While she's doing this, I will loosen the straps of the hair traction splint, and when his clothes are removed, examine the right leg and external genitalia. Is there an open wound on the right leg?
No.
Is there any tenderness, swelling, or discoloration of the right lower extremity?
There is swelling over the right anterior thigh.
Are the femoral, popliteal, and pedal pulses intact?
Yes, but they are weak. Your chest X-ray and lateral C-spine films are back.
Okay, all seven cervical vertebrae and the C7-T1 interspace are visualized, and there's no apparent fracture or dislocation. The tube is in place with the tip just above the carina. There's no evidence of a pneumo or hemothorax. However, the aortic knob is not clearly visible. Take another chest film and raise the head of the cart 45 degrees before taking the film. Oh, I also need X-rays of the right femur.
The lab is here and we've given them the blood samples. What do you want to order?
A CBC, type and cross-match for 4 units of blood, glucose, lights, BUN, and creatinine. I also want to order a UA, but first I need to check for blood at the urethral meatus, or a scrotal hematoma, and perform a rectal exam.
There is no blood at the urethral meatus, nor is there scrotal hematoma. Rectal exam is normal.
Then I'd like a Foley catheter inserted and send a specimen to the lab. Then I'd like to do a complete exam starting with the head.
Do you want the cervical collar, sandbags, and straps removed?
Yes. And I want to order a complete C-spine series, too. When I palpate the skull, do I feel anything abnormal?
There is swelling over the left parietotemporal region.
Is it boggy, and is there bone depression or crepitus?
No bogginess, depression, or crepitus.
I want to check the ears for fluid and hemotympanum, and also the pupils for size and reactivity.
There is no oral drainage. The left tympanic membrane has a dark blue discoloration. The left pupil is slightly larger than the right, and reacts sluggishly to light.
I'd like to order a CT scan of the head, as well as screening CTs of the spine, chest, abdomen, and pelvis. A nurse should accompany the patient. How about the nose? Is there any drainage or evidence of injury?
There is a small amount of dried blood coming from the right nair.
But no free blood or fluid and no swelling or crepitus on palpation.
That's correct.
Since this patient has evidence of increased intracranial pressure, he needs to be hyperventilated. Have the respiratory therapist put him on a respirator at a tidal volume of 800 cc's. The initial rate should be about 20 per minute until the PCO2 is in the range of 30 to 35 millimeters mercury, and then reduced to about 12 to 14 per minute. I would also like an orogastric tube put in and the stomach suctioned. Moving down to the chest, I'll check for external signs of injury, listen to the heart sounds, and recheck the breath sounds.
There is mild, diffuse swelling on the anterior superior chest wall, just below the clavicles. Heart sounds are normal, except for a soft systolic ejection murmur heard in the right second intercostal space. The breath sounds are equal bilaterally.
Does chest compression over the swelling elicit a response from the patient?
No.
Is there any crepitus or palpable deformity over any part of the chest wall?
No.
How are his vital signs?
Unchanged.
I want to examine his abdomen now. Are there any external signs of injury, such as bruises, abrasions, etc.?
No, there are not.
On palpation of the abdomen, is there any tenderness, guarding, or rebound?
The abdomen is soft, and the patient does not respond to deep palpation.
And the bowel sounds?
They are present, but decreased. X-rays of the C-spine and femur are back, as well as the second chest film you ordered.
The C-spine films are normal. There's an oblique fracture of the femoral shaft without significant displacement. The second chest film is again negative for a pneumohemothorax or pulmonary contusion. The tracheal tube is okay. Heart size is normal. The aortic knob is still not visible and the mediastinum appears widened. I suspect that this patient has a traumatic rupture of the thoracic aorta. An aortogram should be obtained if his vital signs are still stable. Do we have the results of the CT scan yet?
Yes, here it is.
There's a left-sided epidural hematoma with convexity pointed inward. I'll need to speak with the neurosurgeon immediately, and I'd better check his pupils again. Has his left pupil dilated anymore, and is it still reactive to light?
It's unchanged, slightly larger than the right pupil, and reacts, although sluggishly, to light. The lab tests you ordered earlier are back, and the radiologist reports evidence of a small hematoma in the area of the spleen on CT scanning.
The blood gases are okay. PCO2 is 35, so he's being adequately hyperventilated. The white count is 21,500. Hemoglobin is 9.5 grams. All the rest of the results are normal, including the urine. Has the blood been typed and cross-matched yet?
Yes, it has. Do you want the patient to receive a unit now?
Yes, I would. And also ask the lab to get 4 more units ready in addition to the 4 I ordered.
The neurosurgeon is on the phone. Her name is Dr. Smith.
Dr. Smith, this is Dr. Brown. I have a patient here who was involved in an automobile accident who has sustained multiple injuries. I'm calling you because this patient has an acute epidural hematoma. He's unconscious, responding only to painful stimuli, with a left pupil that is slightly dilated and a positive CT scan. I've hyperventilated the patient to a PCO2 of about 30 to 35, and he has not responded. Would you like me to give him furosemide and mannitol?
Yes, as long as he's not hypotensive, go ahead and administer Lasix and mannitol. Does the patient have any other injuries?
He may have a traumatic rupture of the thoracic aorta. On chest film, the aortic knob is blurred and the mediastinum appears widened. CT shows a splenic hematoma. He also has possible intraperitoneal bleeding. The peritoneal lavage fluid is pinkish in color, and I'm waiting for the lab results of a lavage specimen. He also has a fractured right femur.
The neurosurgeon is coming in.
Give the patient an IV bolus of mannitol, 250 cc's of a 20% solution and 60 milligrams of furosemide. Also, contact the thoracic surgeon on call. I need to speak with him right away.
We'll get him for you. Is there anything else you want to do?
I need to reassess his vital signs and airway, and I need to complete my physical exam.
The patient's vital signs are unchanged, and the airway is patent. What else do you want to examine?
I need to examine his pelvis, back, and remaining extremities.
This exam is essentially negative, although you note that the pulses in the left leg are weak.
They were in the right leg, too.
That's correct. Is there anything else you want to do?
This patient will also need tetanus toxoid and an IV antibiotic. Let's give him a gram of Ancef. I also need to arrange for a surgical ICU bed.
That's being done. The neurosurgeon is here and is examining your patient. The orthopedic surgeon is in the house and on his way down. One of the nurses saw him coming in the hospital and told him about the fractured femur. And the thoracic surgeon is on the phone. His name is Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones, this is Dr. Brown. I have an auto accident victim in the emergency department with a probable traumatic rupture of the thoracic aorta. He also has an epidural hematoma, and the neurosurgeon is evaluating him now. He may have intra-abdominal injuries as well. Peritoneal lavage has been done, and the drainage, while not grossly bloody, is pink in color. He also has a fractured femur, and an orthopedic surgeon is coming.
Is there anything else you want to do?
I'd like to talk to the patient's family, if they're available, to let them know how he's doing.
This case is now over.